my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and I am so excited. We're in Genesis 32 today. What a chapter, and it's a great chapter. So we're looking forward to the time together. I'm glad that you're listening today. It's going to be a wonderful broadcast. We're going to begin today with the Echoes of Grace singing a new name written down in glory. Thank God for that day that he wrote your name in the book of life. A new name written down in glory. Prime timers, it's your activity today. We'll say more about that in a moment.
I was once a sinner, but I came, pardoned to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white angels sing the story.
I'm going to quickly into this next song because I want to get to Genesis 32. I have so much to cover and so little time to do it. The schemer is going to get right with God today. And I thank God for chapter 32. It's going to be a powerful chapter. Let's get ready.
Timothy, my son, I have fought the fight of faith.
Carry on what I've begun, but most of all I pray. Preach the word, preach the cross, preach redemption.
gospel of his name, until all have heard, preach the word. Paul and Timothy are gone, but the letter still remains, and the mission that was written down calls out to us today.
Lift the name of Jesus higher until the whole world knows
the story of amazing grace. We are messengers of hope. Preach the word, preach the cross, preach redemption to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice unashamed of the gospel of his name. Preach the word, preach the cross, preach redemption to a lost and dying world.
Genesis chapter 32, and Jacob went on his way. So Jacob, okay, remember, Jacob means con artist. It means a schemer. That's what the name means. And if you are a Jacob, I'm Jack or John, whatever, that's a derivative. And so you've got good names, and Jacob's a good name, but God's going to have to get a hold of his heart. He's not right. He's a schemer. He's always schemed. He schemed his father-in-law. He schemed his brother. He's a schemer. And the Bible says, watch verse number, that when Jacob sent messengers before Esau. Why is he sending them? Because he's scheming. Okay, he goes, he commanded saying, speak unto my Lord. He's not my brother. He's not my inferior. Oh, he's the boss. He's the boss. I want you to go see my Lord. I want you to go see my brother. I haven't seen him in 20 years myself because I schemed him. And I've given oxen and asses and flocks and men's servants and women's servants that I may thank Christ. Oh, I got all these gifts. Give him all these gifts. Give him all these gifts. Just go. Oh. But the Bible says, when they came to see him, Jacob was greatly afraid and said, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. He's got it all figured out, doesn't he? God doesn't want Jacob to figure things out. He didn't want it. And so he said, okay, let's divide our company. You go here, you go here. And here's a, well, then that didn't work. So he said, okay, I'm going to pray. I am going to pray. And Jacob said, oh, God, my father Abraham, my father Isaac, the Lord which said to me, return to my country, deliver me, verse 14, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. But his prayer was phony, because he just was trying prayer to get out of things. I wonder, are you trying to pray to get out, escape problems? difficulties. Oh God, you got to help me here. You got to help me with my marriage. Oh God, you got to help me with my kids. Oh God, you got to help me with my finances. Oh God, you got to help me with my health. Oh God. I love what Jesus, he prayed, thy will be done. God, whatever your will is, set my heart that I might be ready. But not Jacob. Oh, he's scheming. And so now he, verse 16, he delivered them in the hand of his servants. Everyone drove them, passed over before him. And in Esau, my brother, meeteth thee. And thou shalt say, thy servant Jacob, he's not your servant, but thy servant Jacob, it's a present to my Lord Esau. Behold, he's behind us. He's coming. Oh, yes, he's coming. That's what I want you to say to him. So he sent his family away. They rose over and look what verse 24 is getting good. Jacob was left alone. It's nighttime now. He's still not giving in, is he? He's left alone. I wonder, are you alone in life? Oh, I've got to deal with this. Oh, I've got to handle this. Oh, I've got to control this. Oh, I've got to. You got it all planned out. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Jacob was not going to lose. Now he wrestled with God himself. He wrestled all night long. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, that he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. I'm still going to wrestle. My bone is out of joint, but I'm still wrestling. I'm gonna win this battle. It's getting close now, because God is going to finally win the battle with Jacob. His pride, his self-will, his con artist, his scheming, and he's got it all figured out. Whether he prays, whether he sends gifts, whether he sends presents, whether he sends people to go, and well, if his brother attacks him, the other crowd flees. And he said, "Let me go. This day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Here it is. And he said to him, "What is thy name? What's your name?" And listen to what he said, one word, Jacob. "I'm a schemer." He didn't say, "Well, my name, dear God, and you gave it to me, No, he says, "I'm Jacob. I'm the schemer. I'm the con artist." And God says, God changed his name. "Your name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel." He said, I won the battle. You finally gave in. And Jacob's going to be raised up as a mighty, mighty man of God. But he had to come to this point where he had to come to the end of himself. That's where you need to come today, child of God. That's where I need to come. I'm an old man. I've lived a long life, but I still have to battle this thing of being Jacob, con artist, self-willed, independent. God wants me to rest in him. I trust that today, if you're a Jacob, you'll confess to God, get right with God, and say, "Lord, I'm just a Jacob. I'm a schemer. I'm a drug addict. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a liar. I'm a cheat." Father, bless our dear listeners today. God, help us to admit our condition and then build upon that is my prayer. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.